Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Follow us on Instagram at Gavin Wake Up Call, at Katie Wake Up Call, at Kevin Wake Up Call, because it's the easiest way for you to interact with us. And apparently, if you're a lucky so-and-so, you might interact with Katie's husband.
Yeah.
He has decided to come out of the social media woodwork and comment to listeners, and it is not good.
Well, okay. He doesn't know what he's doing. Now, let me kind of give you a rundown of what his Instagram looks like. I'm not going to tell anybody what his handle is. It's just better you don't know. Okay. first of all, he's got 8 posts. Okay.
All right.
And his first was back in 2012. So not really staying up on it.
Right off the bat, this seems like a bot.
One of the posts is just one of our daughters running in the front yard, and it is captioned "running in the front yard." Another one of the pictures is of our daughter Abby when she was, I don't know, maybe 4, and she has a black eye.
Okay.
That's not the purpose of the post. That's just what he chose to post. The next picture is the same picture.
Oh, boy.
Okay. The last thing he posted was us doing some sort of bowling game during COVID.
Okay. So what is he commenting, though? That gives you an idea of what kind of flavor his Instagram
exactly
is.
Right.
But what is he doing to listeners?
He is posting emojis. What he thinks is he's commenting emojis on my Instagram. What he's actually doing is commenting with emojis to listeners.
He's responding to listeners' comments?
But he doesn't know that that's what he's doing.
And
I give you a rundown of his Instagram to kind of make you understand. He doesn't understand Instagram.
For example,
I posted something about our family when we were at Disneyland. Okay, very sweet post about when we went to Goofy's Kitchen. He commented to somebody else's comment, a man named Chris, with a fire emoji and a heart eyes emoji.
Oh, no, not to Chris.
Okay. Now, he thought he was responding to my Instagram with that. Also, again, it was a video of us at Goofy's Kitchen, so why would you do a fire emoji? Why would you do a heart eye emoji? He doesn't understand what the emojis are. Unfortunately, this is what he commented to a listener, a man. So now I have to go through my Instagram and I have to check every comment from every person to see if he replied to them
right
with emojis.
Just the next time that another guy is like, I am praying for you, Katie, in this hard time. And then you see your husband's response with the peach emoji and the drool emoji.
Exactly. And he'll be like,
delete that.
Well, I was just he has 2 followers.
He only has 2 followers?
Right.
Who are his followers?
Me and my friend Netta.
Hold on a second.
He doesn't follow us.
He doesn't follow us.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Me too.
What?
Why doesn't he follow us?
I thought we were family.
Well, wait. No, those are his followers. Those are people he follows.
Yeah, who is he? That's who follows
that's
him.
That's who follows him.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Whew, okay. Oh, but now that I'm in his following, you guys are not a part of it.
We're not? Wait.
No. So follow 6 people. Me, the radio station, my old workout account, a computer coding account, something about soccer, and an account called Blue Whales Hub.
Kevin!
And it's just pictures of blue whales.
Kevin!
I'm pissed.
Next time we see your husband, Boy, we've got some words for him.
Well, it sounds like he could have some words for you because it doesn't look like either of you guys are following him either.
I didn't even know he had one.
Me either, actually. Yeah.
Well, how's he going to flirt with you guys with emojis now?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
USA Today put out a list of the top 10 fast food restaurants. And I have to say, it is a pile of garbage.
Wow.
The kind of pile of garbage you would see, let's say, outside of the back of a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
You're not going to believe number one. When I say what number one is, first of all, guess where McDonald's is. Just
how many are on the list? Oh, 10.
The top 10.
I would say 5.
Okay.
I'm going to say 3.
It's not even on the list.
What?
It's not even on the list. McDonald's is not on this list.
And every place has good. McDonald's, right? It's not where, like, some places have Carl's Jr. and some places have Hardee's, right?
I'm glad you brought that up because Hardee's made the list, not Carl's Jr.
Well, Carl's Jr.
We'll
and call Hardee's
it the same thing.
Yeah.
And that was number 5. Burger King, also not on this list.
What?
Okay. Now, this is really going to piss my dad off. When I flew back to Pennsylvania, very first request he had when I came into town, take me to Arby's. But Arby's, number 10.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9, something I've never heard of called Zaxby's.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I don't know why. Maybe Real Housewives.
8, Popeyes.
Come on.
Popeyes is number 8?
7, Taco Bell.
Oh. Yeah.
Should be higher.
Yeah.
Okay, should be higher, but I'm just grateful it's on the list at this point.
I mean, I like Taco Bell. So sue me.
I don't know when it became this thing where people are judged so harshly for liking Taco Bell.
Number 6, something called Captain D's. If I told you Captain D's was like a knockoff Hooters, you'd believe me.
Absolutely.
Apparently, there are 500 locations in 22 states. If you're not familiar, it's a seafood place.
It's like Long John Silver's.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. My God. I miss Long John Silver's. No, are you crazy?
No.
I think it's so good.
Fast food seafood does not just sound.
Oh, my God. Give me put a hush puppy in my mouth and shut me up.
We're going over the top 10 fast food restaurants as decided by apparently people with no taste buds at USA Today. All right. Number 5, I already said, was Hardee's, which is also Carl's Jr. Okay. Here we go. Top 4. Number 4, In-N-Out.
Okay. I agree with that.
Deserves to be in the top 5 easily.
For sure.
Number 3, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Take out the ideology, whether or not they even believe that anymore, I don't even know.
It's
a good chicken sandwich.
It is a good chicken sandwich.
Number 2. This is going to be controversial for some reason with Katie, but Kevin, I think you and I are on the same page.
Don't say Wendy's.
No, Wendy's also not on the list.
Okay,
KFC.
Yes!
Oh my God, KFC is not fast food.
Yes,
how is it not
fast food? I don't know.
You're a hater of the Colonel.
It's not something you can even sit and eat in your car.
Yes, you can. I've done it several times.
A bucket of chicken and a slop of mashed potatoes?
Yeah, shove some corn in my mouth, too.
What? I wish that was a real form of measurement at KFC. And can I have a large Diet Coke and a slop of... and number one.
Uh-oh.
I'm nervous.
Del Taco.
What?
Oh my God, I'm gonna burn this place down.
Over taco.
I've never been more angry about anything in my life. Stop trying to serve me tacos and french fries, psychopaths.
You know who's the most shocked about that? Del Taco. The CEO of Del Taco. I'm assuming he gets all of his emails on an Android, okay? Just sitting there. Bring! And he looks and he goes, voted number one. He probably had to read that headline 4 times. And then he had to call USA Today and be like, did you mean...
Hey, it's me, Del.
Hey, it's Del. Did you mean that I'm number one? Or did you mean like somebody... not me,
okay,
right?
I guarantee the signature in every one of his emails is just, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Del Taco. I can't.
I've never been more mad.
Kevin, you're a fast food connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you went to Del Taco?
Oh, boy, like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Okay.
And how was it?
I mean, it was good, but I was also like kind of like really hungry. But
you would have to be.
Yeah. So, the fries.
Were you in a barren desert and there was nothing else?
I recently found out they sell burgers too.
That's part of the problem.
I don't like it.
It's a scattergun approach to food. You got to pick a lane. There's a reason Jack in the Box didn't make this list.
They're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
For some reason, we accept it.
Right. Imagine if Taco Bell started selling burgers. People would flip them over.
I can't even take myself there.
So anyway, there you go. There's your top 10 list. What I could only imagine is a slop of top 10 restaurants.
Okay, this was absolutely written by somebody on meth.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
And he's getting ready to play it this Friday at Sky River Casino. Are you smarter than Kevin? And if you would like to be part of that, I'm going to be there as well. And we're going to be playing Are You Smarter Than Kevin? 7:30 Friday night at Sky River Casino. You have to go to endonline.com to register your team. And I would do it today because spots are almost full. So there's all kinds of cash prizes and got to be 21 and over. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. You're playing for a $160 jackpot, but win or lose, you got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. So congratulations there, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Kevin's leaving the studio. Here we go. Question one. By the way, this is all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Their food is incredible. It's delicious, and it's all farm-to-fork organic. Go in today. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Question one. The Olympics are underway, and America is doing pretty well in the medal count, but the opening ceremonies really offended some conservative Christians in America. They took to the internet to say that the Last Supper parody was in bad taste. Except it wasn't a Last Supper parody. It was supposed to be Mount Olympus. The kind of the king of the Greek gods who lives on Mount Olympus is who?
Yes.
Question two. Robert Downey Jr. made a huge announcement at Comic-Con over the weekend when he said he's returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But wait! Iron Man died! Right. He's playing a new character, the supervillain Dr. Doom. Is Dr. Doom's real name Victor Von Doom or Martin St. Doom?
Victor Von Doom.
Question three, Donald Trump said something shocking even for him at a rally over the weekend. He told supporters they only need to vote for him this last time because after that he'll quote-unquote fix things so they'll never have to vote again. His camp says he was joking, but critics say that someone who tried to overthrow democracy once probably shouldn't joke about something like that. Who invented democracy? Three seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Agree.
Alrighty. And question four. The Park Fire near Chico has now grown to over 360,000 acres, which is bigger than L.A. This is the largest wildfire this year and one of the largest in California history. Experts are suspecting it was started by arson. Fire needs 3 things to burn. Heat, fuel, and what?
Oxygen.
Question five. Deadpool and Wolverine had a huge weekend, like huge. It had the largest debut for any R-rated movie in history. It had the 8th largest opening ever and the largest opening in the month of July ever. It made $205 million domestically and $233 million around the world. So what is the total?
Can you repeat the numbers?
Sure. $205 million here and $233 million everywhere else. So what is the total?
$438 million.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in for me. And Marissa, where are we going today? It's very windy.
Going to work. Sorry.
Going to work. Where do you work?
I work for Sutter.
You work for Sutter? Are you allowed to say what you do for Sutter?
I do scheduling for pediatrics.
For pediatrics. Oh my gosh, that is a super important job. Thank you very much for doing what you do. I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one, the Olympics, they are underway.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the opening ceremonies?
Yes, for Snoop Dogg.
They were very interesting. Mm. They were very interesting. But they were apparently very offensive to conservative Christians in America who complained that they did not like the parody of The Last Supper, except it was not a parody of The Last Supper. It was supposed to be Mount Olympus. The king of the Greek gods who lives on Mount Olympus is who?
Zeus.
That is correct. He's daddy. Mm-hmm. Question two, Robert Downey Jr. made a huge announcement. Did you see that?
Yes. It was so exciting. My jaw still dropped.
So at first I hated it.
Why?
I thought that him coming back to play Dr. Doom was really, really, really lazy casting.
No.
There's so many better actors out there that would be better for that part. They didn't need to do it. But then a friend of mine who is way more into comic books than I am,
multiverse,
who still doesn't like the casting, but he's like, there is a storyline in the comic books where Iron Man is Dr. Doom.
Oh.
Right. So if that's what they're doing, okay, but we'll see. Anyway.
That's gonna be good.
Is Dr. Doom's real name Victor Von Doom or Martin St. Doom?
Victor Von Doom.
Victor Von Doom. Question three, Donald Trump said something shocking even for him at a rally. He told supporters, you only need to vote for me this one last time because after that I'm going to fix things, quote unquote, so that you'll never have to vote again. And his camp says he was joking, but critics are saying he tried to overthrow democracy, so he probably shouldn't joke about that. And it didn't sound like he was joking. Who invented democracy?
The Greeks.
Yeah.
They've got everything, I feel.
Question four, the park fire near Chico is now 360,000 acres, which is bigger than Los Angeles. It's the largest wildfire this year and one of the largest in California history. It's terrible. Fire needs three things to burn: heat, fuel, and what?
Oxygen.
Yeah, oxygen. And question five, Deadpool and Wolverine came out. Did you see it?
Not yet.
You didn't see it.
I saw so many spoilers and I'm pissed about it.
That's why you were supposed to see it right away. I have a very, very, very spoiler-free review up right now.
I gotta read that.
It's a video on Instagram at Gavin Wake Up Call, or you can text the word movie to 916-909-1065 if you want to see it. It made $205 million domestically.
Oh, wow.
And it made $233 million around the world. So what's that total?
438 million.
Ooh, that is correct.
And Deadpool on fire.
Oh, indeed. Marissa, final score. You both got 5 out of 5.
What? Wow. And it's a Monday.
Wow, what a tie.
Marissa! I don't think 5-5 has ever happened before.
Man, that might be a first. I agree with Kevin. That was very impressive. These questions, maybe they were too easy. I don't know.
They were a little easy.
Well, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot, Marissa. We play for $180 tomorrow, but you do have a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. So stay on hold. We got to get your information. And what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just the smartest Kevin.
That is correct. Yes, you are. Stay on hold. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So you went on a first date with a lady named Chantel. Tell us about the date.
We met actually because I'm a vendor for her restaurant, and whenever I came by, we always flirted and stuff. So when I just decided to ask her out, and we went to the dog park together, and honestly, really good date. In my opinion, like, we were cracking each other up, and since the date, I have not heard from her. When I stop by her work, she's not there. I don't know what's going on.
That's kind of a cute date. So you just went to a dog park, you didn't go to dinner, you didn't have drinks, you didn't do anything at all?
I mean, I thought that was, like, a good casual first date, yeah. You know?
Did she have a dog, or do you both have a dog?
She has a dog.
So, okay. So this is her suggestion then. Okay, cool. Well, you know how this works. We have her on hold. We're going to put you on hold and we're going to talk to her, get her side of the story. And then we're going to conference you together. We'll see if we can get a second date. Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right. Jake is now on hold. Let's pick up Chantel. Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. It's Gavin and Katie, and you are actually on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Jake, and Jake said that your first date consisted of going to a dog park, which
that was cute.
Is a pretty cute idea. So he said since then, no communication. So what's going on? What's the reason?
He was really disappointing, actually, and I just don't see a reason to give him another chance.
Disappointing? Okay, like in his personality, in...
Looks?
No, she knows what he looks like.
No, he's cute. It's just, he kicked my dog away on our date.
What?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Let's get Jake back on, because that's an accusation.
It's a pretty bad one.
That's a pretty bad one. So we need to get Jake on to defend himself. Jake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Is this true? Did you kick her dog?
No, this is, first of all, I did not kick her dog, okay? The dog was nipping at me, and I gently moved it aside with, like, my leg. It was not a kick at all.
That is not at all what happened. It was a full kick.
And, you know, just her dog, guys, one of the worst dogs I've ever met in my life.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around the idea that he full-on kicked your dog and you just said nothing.
Well, I just wanted to get away from him, because if he kicks a dog, like, what else is he going to do if he's mad that I don't want to give him another date? You know what I mean? He clearly has anger management problems.
Hold on. I'm sorry. There's no kick happening, okay? Let's be clear. I moved the dog aside, because, like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and let this dog just, like, bite me while I'm, like, on a date?
Sorry. Did your dog bite him?
He might have, like, opened his mouth. Like, I don't...
Okay, that sounds like a dog owner that doesn't want to admit that your dog bit him.
It does sound a little bit
And
like
Jake,
that.
You're saying that the dog did bite you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to go to the hospital, but, like, the dog was biting me.
I used to have a dog that did nip at Gavin once, but it was a big dog.
Bit me in the thigh.
And it, now granted, he was, I want to say, in Raleigh's defense, bless his heart, may he sleep with the angels, he was blind and deaf on one side, and so he would do that when he got spooked.
Right, but you admit that he nipped me.
Yes.
And so I killed him.
No, you did not.
No, he went to a farm or something. And
we told our kids he went to a farm in Auburn, but
you had him put down?
What?
You had him put down?
Yeah, Gavin, he was biting people.
Oh, I think I really believed that he went to
a farm.
Well,
my kids did too until the other day I accidentally let it slip.
Oh, God.
No, he didn't go to a farm, Gavin.
I thought he did.
No. Okay.
Well, listen, dogs that nip, they're a problem.
And they're a-holes. And people don't like being around them. And people are going to instinctively be like, ah, get off me.
Right. I mean, I will admit that, now again, it wasn't a full kick, but I got bit by my friend's chihuahua. Now, it was a big chihuahua. It was like the size of a watermelon. It was obese. But this dumb fat dog definitely bit my toe when I was wearing sandals. Out of reaction, I moved my foot and it did push the dog onto its back. That's just a reaction. Is that what happened, Jake? Was it more of a reaction?
100% is what happened.
Chantel, you do seem a little easy breezy about the fact that your dog bites people. Like, when my dog bit Gavin, I was horrified.
I mean, it's like a little nip, you know, and he's so cute. Like, I don't think it should matter, really.
No, it shouldn't matter. Let your dog bite people.
Right. Regardless, too much damage has probably been done at this point to get a second date. Am I right about that, Chantel and Jake, actually?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I initially wanted one, but like...
Not now.
Now, I mean, this is just delusional. Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Definitely not a second date for me.
Okay. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Feel free to keep texting in to 916-909-1065. Now I have to take a short break, but I just wanted to tell you real fast that you have a shot right now at $100,000 in our national $100,000 summer download contest. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log into it, and listen to this show for 1 hour. That's it. And you are in the running for your part of $100,000. All right? More details are endonline.com.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is a story about bats.
Finally.
And
good music towards that.
A colony of bats have ripped apart neighbors that used to get along. And as you hear this story, feel free to call or text us. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And tell us who's really to blame here. Okay? We got an email from a Wake Up Call listener. And they live in a community where they've known for a couple seasons now that bats were getting into this guy's like faux shutters at the top of his house. I guess near an attic.
Okay, yeah, I gotta know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So the colony grew from year to year, and now it's over 200 bats.
Oh my God!
They've taken up shelter inside of this guy's house.
How disgusting.
He doesn't want the bats in there. Understandably so. So he seals that off. And then on top of sealing it off, he doesn't do it himself. He hired a contractor to come out, seal it off, and then put like a pipe so that the bats could escape with like foam around the pipe. Okay.
Because the bats are still in there, but the bats can't get back in through the pipe. They can only get out.
Correct.
Okay.
Then the guy leaves, goes on a trip.
Okay.
Well, the bats can't figure out how to get out.
Oh, boy.
And 200 bats are trapped in the house. He's not there. And neighbors can actually hear the bats inside the house because they're starving and they're hot.
I'm sure they're hot. Yeah.
So they tell the guy, because remember, they have a good relationship. They tell him, well, the bats aren't getting out. And we should do something. And the guy goes, yeah, I don't want 200 dead bats in my house.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we'll figure something out. And he said, okay. Well, what they figured out, though, was that they got up there and they basically ripped apart all the work that the guy paid the contractor to do so that the bats could get in and out.
Okay.
The guy comes back and he's pissed because they ripped apart all of that work. They damaged all of that work. And you know, I don't know if damage was done to the house. I imagine it's possible. I don't know. So in a situation like this, who's really to blame in this? Does that guy have a right to be pissed? Or did, I mean, should those people have done what they did? You can call us, you can text us, 916-909-1065.
Oh.
It's a tough one, right?
You would think that he would be glad that they did this, because having all those bats die in your attic, the smell.
I'll bet it would be terrible.
For who even knows how long?
Who even knows? But at the same time, I don't know why they didn't call it like animal control, you know, or something like that.
It seems like probably calling animal control would have made more sense. But it also seems like they talked to the guy and the guy kind of made it sound like
he gave his blessing.
Kind of. Like, hey, I don't want all those dead bats in my... So
then again, maybe the conversation would have gone differently, though, if it was like, you mind if we crawl up on your roof and rip
apart
all
that? What did he think was going to happen?
I have no idea.
I mean,
I do kind of, there are times, and I know that there are people out there and their hearts are almost always in the right place, that go absolutely bonkers if they see an animal that they think is suffering. They'll smash car windows, you know, they'll do stuff like that. I'm not somebody that's automatically on the side of those people. I'm just not, because you're not an expert in animal suffering. I know that it might be 100 degrees out that day, but you don't know how long that dog's been in a car. Maybe the guy ran in for 5 minutes and he's running right back out. You don't know. You know, I'm talking about the people who take it upon themselves to do something, to smash the window themselves and then take the dog or something like that. This feels a little bit different. But there's still part of me that wants to say, like, I mean, you can mind your own business. You can do that.
But they could hear them, right?
They could.
It was a nuisance to them.
Well, I guess, yes. Yeah, I guess so.
Why didn't the owner of the house call the contractor that put a pipe in there so that the bats couldn't get out and go, hey, you got to go back there. None of those bats are getting out, and make that guy fix it?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, the guy was on a vacation, so
my brain still works when I'm on vacation.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing good.
So who's at fault in a situation like this?
I think there's certain species of bats are protected in states. I think a colony of bats and killing them or doing them harm would actually be maybe a criminal offense. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I think the thing is like the neighbors are just looking out for the bats.
Tom, thank you so much for your comment. We'll have that be the final word, because, I mean, I think he hit the nail right on the head. Now we have to move on and change the subject, because coming up next, the most talked about reality show right now is called Love Island. And Katie, our reality show correspondent, has seen the show, and her reaction to it is honestly going to shock you. And we're going to get into that right after Ariana Grande on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're new to The Wake Up Call, first of all, welcome. And second of all, one thing that you need to know about Katie is that Katie is a TV addict. Mm-hmm. She has seen only about 5 or 6 movies, but she has seen every television show that's ever been made. Start to end. And there is a show that everybody is talking about right now, and it is called Love Island.
Correct. Love Island US.
And I'm sure that you have been inundated in your DMs with listeners wanting to know your thoughts on Love Island.
Of course.
Is it on Peacock?
It's on Peacock.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What is Love Island about?
Okay, Love Island is a dating, I guess, competition where all of these beautiful people, by the way, Nicole from Sacramento, and the point is to couple up with people. Sometimes you couple up with somebody and somebody in that couple decides they're not really feeling you anymore, because guess what they keep doing? They keep bringing new hotties in.
I see.
So you have dedicated yourself to one hottie, and then they call them bombshells, and then they bring in more, they bring in a couple more bombshells, and you're like, ooh, maybe I like this girl or this guy more. They all sleep in the same bed.
They all sleep in one gigantic bed.
They sleep in one big room.
Like a cult?
No. They sleep in one big room.
Okay.
With a bunch of queen size beds in it.
Okay.
And if you're coupled up with somebody, you sleep with that person.
How do you determine whether or not you're coupled up? First of all, this is not the show I thought it was.
Okay.
And I'm disappointed.
Oh, what did you think about
it? I thought Love Island was a nature documentary about people who love archipelagos.
No.
And I love this island. And I love this island. Okay. Well, it's not about that. That's fine. How do you determine if you're coupled up with somebody?
Well, you have, these meetings. And she says, like, we're going to have a recoupling. And you get to choose if you want to stay coupled with the person that you're with.
You go on the show as a couple?
No, you meet there. And that's, here's why I'm talking about this, okay? I want to love this so much. By every metrics available, I should be so into it. I can't get into it. And I think it's because it's too fake.
Well, of course it's fake.
But for
they're all fake.
Okay, but like the way these people cry because somebody that they met 2 days ago wants to couple up with somebody else, it's like, I want to punch my own face. I can't. I want.
But you hate it.
I hate it.
I think you might be maturing.
Oh, don't say that.
I think that this might be finally happening to you. That you might be shying away and being able to snip out dog-esque reality.
See, now
television.
I've never been somebody that was into The Bachelor.
Right. I can't understand why anybody would be.
This is better than The Bachelor, I would say.
Wow. And that's a low bar.
Right.
Because
this isn't what I want for myself.
Because what's the point? What is the point of the show?
The point of the show is to be the last couple standing, and then I think you get money.
Well, how do you get eliminated?
Well, if you're not coupled up with somebody, a couple things can happen. The audience who's playing along at home can vote you off.
What? Why? Why would you vote somebody off?
Because you're not.
Because you don't like, because you're annoyed by them?
No, because you're not. They're not finding love.
Right, love. Okay? Right. It sounds like love.
I wish we could get Nicole on the show.
We don't need Nicole on the show.
Gavin, if you saw Nicole, you would like to get Nicole on the show.
I want Nicole to come into the studio. If you know Nicole from Love Island, have her come into the studio, because I want her to tell me what the hell this show is about. Okay?
I can tell you.
Because you're not doing a great job.
I can tell you, trying to explain it to another person that hasn't watched it feels impossible.
How many episodes did you make it?
Okay, that's the other thing. There's 500,000 episodes.
How
it ran? Okay, so I saved them.
Oh, it's done.
It's done, I believe. I saved them because I knew I had surgery on my hand. And I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to be able to like completely binge. It was on 4 days a week.
Oh my God.
So I'm on like the 27th episode.
And how far is that into the...
I don't know.
That sounds exhausting.
God.
Don't be upset. I think this is a good thing.
Okay.
That you are turned off by a show that is tawdry.
Yeah.
And fake.
Yeah.
And sounds stupid. It sounds like it's the worst of Big Brother and Survivor and The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's the worst parts of all those shows mushed together in one queen size bed. That's what it sounds like. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
If you're watching Love Island, though, and Katie got any of that synopsis wrong, text in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
There are lots and lots of personality tests that you can take online. Some tell you what Harry Potter house you're in. Some tell you
a fake IQ.
What astrological sign pairs best with you. They're all silly. But one that is actually given a lot of professional credence is something called the Myers-Briggs test. And I don't think I've ever taken it. Katie, have you ever taken it?
I don't think so. But recently, Myers-Briggs.
Meyer, not Myers. Got it. Myers-Briggs. Kevin took it, though. Why did you take this?
You have to retake it after every couple years to kind of just, like, check yourself and how you're growing, you know?
So this is part of your self-discovery phase that you're going through?
Yes. Well, okay. Everyone should go through it. It really tells you what type of person you are.
You don't know?
Well, you do know, but you want to know specifically. And then there's different letters that incorporate to different things. So if you say what your Myers-Briggs personality test was, people can literally tell who you are as a person with just those four letters.
Is it to learn what your strengths and weaknesses are?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe, and to like have the people that you work with or you are in relationship with, they can better understand you, stuff like that.
Be better teammates because you know what the other person needs more.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Did somebody assign this to you a couple years ago?
Or? No, me and my friends were just talking about it. And then we are like, okay, it's in due time to retake it to see if we changed, and I stayed the same.
Okay, so what are you?
Mine, I am an ENFJ, which stands for extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging.
You needed a test to find this out?
Bitch, are you kidding me? It goes more in depth into that. If you search it, it'll tell you my characteristics, and they're like spot on.
Okay, I have to tell you, I have pulled up ENFJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of this applies.
Excuse me?
The problem is, much like the Harry Potter quiz.
I don't lie on that. I know what you're going to say.
Okay. Here's what it says.
Can't wait.
Caring.
Yes.
Enthusiastic.
Am I not?
I mean, fakely.
Idealistic.
Idealistic. Is Kevin idealistic?
I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
I mean, I don't think he is.
Organized?
Yeah, you're organized.
You are organized.
That's on period.
Diplomatic.
I like about to give that people one. Other chances.
Responsible.
Yes, I am.
That's definitely not true.
Skilled communicator who values connection with people.
Yes, that's how I finesse.
But you're not responsible. Anybody who's got mountains of credit card debt isn't responsible.
I don't have any more credit card debt, just so you know.
Okay, but you do regularly like not have any money in your account.
Yeah.
And then the second you get paid, you go and spend it.
That's poor money management, but you know what I'm using the money for?
What?
Caring. I'm caring about others.
You're caring about yourself. You just
mainly myself, but also others.
Who do you spend money on?
I buy people food.
What are you doing with this information?
Well, kind of like understand myself. And then there's a flip side where you like flip your words and it shows your cognitive thinking. And that's like super deep. I'm not into that one yet. So I'm just like touching the surface.
Okay.
Does it tell you the bad things about you?
Yes, it does. You want me to tell you?
Sure do.
Approval seeking.
Well,
I think so.
Yeah.
Overly sensitive. Heck yes. indecisive with food all the time. See, this shows you your ins and outs, your flaws.
How do you
your strengths.
Not know these things about you, though?
Can experience it through my life, but seeing it written down and proven by science.
And you want Katie and I to take this test as well, right?
Yeah, I want to see what letters you guys are. Also, one of my weaknesses, rigid and uncompromising.
I want to go back to one of the positives was that he's a skilled communicator.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I've gotten very good at translating Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that one was.
Uncompromising.
And okay. Also taking this test tells you what famous people you're like. Should I list some?
Yes, very quickly.
Ever heard of Abraham Maslow?
I thought you were going to say.
What was he famous for? Tell us what he was famous for.
He's a psychologist.
Yeah,
the Maslow theory.
Right, of course. Who else?
Peyton Manning.
Who?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay. Wow, what a jump.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm Barack Obama.
Oh, please. Okay.
Well, Candy and I will take the test, Kevin, okay?
I can't wait.
And we'll get back to you as to what our results are. How long does the test take?
Like, you could take the short one, 15 minutes.
Okay, the short one. All right. And it's the Myers-Briggs test, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, look for an update for that soon. Maybe we're also like Barack Obama. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.